So if we can understand it's so critical, then why are brands like not excelling in it? Why are they just doing it bad, right? Maybe they're just not focused on it. That's a good reason. I understand that. Not a good reason, but I understand that, right? If you don't have a focus on it, that's probably why you're on the webinar now. But why are brands just not growing it and not excelling at that, right? So there's a few reasons that we've identified here. Is that number one, a lot of brands are focused on a funnel approach and not on the flywheel approach, right? They're focused on, and we're all, imbued into our minds, it's about the funnel, get a funnel going, build this funnel, build that funnel. A funnel is pretty much saying, let's get everyone into our pipeline. We're going to trickle them down, get our best people to buy a product. After that, like any funnel, it runs out, right? You're gone. It's dropped, gone, right? So, but the flywheel approach allows you to kind of have on its own momentum, get one customer, nurture them into a repeat buyer, nurture them into a loyalist, nurture, and have them go find more people related to them. That's the flywheel approach. A totally different approach, right? It's a much more efficient way, but brands don't focus on it, right? Maybe they don't know about it, right? Amazon knows about it though. So that's so important to remember. Number two, some brands go for the upsell too early, right? Many times that they start selling a person before the customer has actually unboxed the item or actually, utilized the item. And they go for the kill way too quickly. And then it's just the customer's looking like an open, pocketbook or wallet, right? They're just like, oh, well, that's all I am to you. The relationship isn't there, right? In addition, there's many different success metrics. We live in a world of FOMO. We live in a world where we want quick wins, right? Just win, 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 win. And when you're looking for a quick win, the quickest win is to get them to buy again, no matter what. So we kind of, a lot of brands steamroll them into buying something else. A lot of if you look in some of the top shopping portals and shopping engines like even Shopify or WordPress, they're focused on turn on an upsell, turn on a go sell them more, right? That's the plan. You want to sell them more, but it's a quick win. While CLV is very big picture. It could take months.
To keep in balance, for sure. It's not like we're saying there's never a place for quick wins. I mean, sometimes you really need your quick wins. It's just you always want to make sure that you're keeping it in balance with your big picture, with your lifetime value. Because if you're only always focusing on quick wins all the time, I can assure you, number one, you're going to be exhausted and overwhelmed all the time. Every month, you're going to be pushing and struggling, to reach those goals. And you're never going to get it. You're never going to push through if you're just constantly focusing on only those small wins. So of course, all the time we do need quick wins sometimes, but we don't want to get lost in the quick wins.
Yes, that balance is so important, very critical. And then this is great, for as you were saying, they a lot of brands, and you'll talk about that a little bit deeper on the as we go through this. They don't focus on segmenting their ads, certainly not by purchasing lifecycle, right?
No. I mean, it's amazing how many websites aren't even doing just the most basic of remarketing, even without segmenting. I personally will, when I'm scrolling and I see something that I'm interested in, but I don't have time right now, I will click there for a second. I'm a marketer. I know how these things work ideally or are supposed to work. And I say, God, I hope their marketing team knows what they're doing because I really want to see their remarketing ad because I'm never going to find them again and I want them
Never,
to find
right?
me. Like, I really will click on things because I want them to find me again. And so many are just not doing that. Find them again. They want you to.
Right. You think they remember you, and they would say, like, you know what, we know you're interested. You may not have time now, but later on, we'll still stay on top of mind. So important, right? And then also, there's a lot of changes in technology happening all the time, right? iOS 15, is that probably top of mind right now for social marketers?
That was the big one, the recently that kind of threw everyone. Everyone took a lot of time freaking out about it to prepare for it, freaking out about it while it was happening, and freaking out about it after the fact. There's always changes in data going on. At the end of the day, it's a very fine dance because, of course, it is very important to us as ethical business owners that, we're using data correctly, securely, ethically. So, on the one hand, it's completely understandable. These, on the other hand, as a marketer, it's a lot to keep on top of, and it
Nice.
can make it harder and harder to make sure that you don't have leaky flywheels, as it were,
Yes.
that people are leaving and you're not sure because of the data. There are just challenges that we have today, and we move forward with the best tools that we have and the best practices.
Yes, and actually, it's actually iOS 14. I remember and that 14, yeah. It's 14. Yeah, we're already on 15. We're thinking, oh my
I
god,
I was like, wow, there. I must have much really slept a long time this past year.
Yeah, it also affects email. From what we're seeing, that it may affect open rates and what that open data means, which again is not the best metric to measure your, an email program or on, but you know, just the idea that there's constant technology changes that are kind of sacrificing data and you're not thinking big picture, that is the challenge.
It is very, they struggle. Like yeah. You said, it's constantly changing. It can be complicated. If it's not your forte, it's not always clear to understand what's allowed, what isn't allowed, what to set up, how to work around everything. Brands definitely struggle with that. There's a lot, it's a very dynamic market.
Definitely a struggle. So now that we know CLV is important and critical to e-commerce brands, and we know that brands struggle with it,